Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do, without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
Not bad. It sounds like you're having fun there on Bogus and Abdul Day.
No. It's Abdul and Andrew. He's got to have top billing.
Abdul Smith.
Now, Randy, do you own one of the four circulating DVDs of Stepping Back?
I've got pictures. I do not have a DVD. I've got links. I've got all kinds of stuff to remind me.
Meanwhile, yeah.
My favorite, I must say, is the dead Abdul photo.
Yeah. I mean, it really is wonderful.
Whoa. That was some good acting, though. Now, Randy's father was an actor. And so he knows that that's been when he sees one. So, Randy, go ahead and give him my credit.
Hey, your own personal choices are up to you.
Nobody's played dead better than me. Phil.
That was difficult, man. I mean,
my dad was a character actor. So if you know anything about Hollywood, you're either a sidekick or dead.
Dead Body 3.
Damn.
So I guess we should discuss Josh Rosen. I don't know where you want to begin specifically with this, Randy, but a lot of what he said about school and playing football made sense to me. And Brian, did it make sense to you as well?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's the reality of teams that try to compete and, you know, maintain their academic standing, if you will, is, you know, it's a snowball's chance in hell. You can go toe-to-toe with the big boys year in and year out. You know, there's a reason Alabama's, you know, 10 wins, 9 years in a row. Those kind of streaks, those aren't built on Rhodes scholarships. But, you know, I think his point, he's had a lot of, not negative press, but questionable stuff he has said in the past. So he's sort of worn out his benefit of the doubt, so everybody sort of jumps to conclusions. But if you read that article, what he's saying is pretty spot on.
Yeah, I agree, Randy, and I said so and when we started a couple hours ago that I agreed with the majority of things he stated in that article. And you're right, all these institutions, it's not universal as far as admissions into particular schools. And, you know, UCLA is a lot tougher to get into that institution than it is, say, others that are in that conference. So when you have that type of playing field, you're going to get what you have here. Do you see anything changing as a result of players like a Josh Rosen coming out? We've had other players come out and speak their minds about the college landscape as far as how it's constructed today. But I don't really see a lot of plate tectonics shifting.
Not significantly. I think something you have seen, DJ, in the corporate world is there's a value to a corporate client. If you're a headhunter or you're looking for people, you know, young talent and whatnot, if you're a guy that can balance, you know, an education, get your degree on time and play a division, you know, a BCS sport like a football, like a basketball, like, you know, so many other sports with the time demands that are put on these kids and do it in a timely manner, there's a real value to that as a young person. That you can really juggle, you know how to set a schedule, you know how to do a lot of things that are in demand in the real world.
That's part of that process. Even if you're just a regular student, it's about completing the process, which a large majority of society doesn't do. So now you've showcased to a potential employer that, yeah, I can navigate this. I can prioritize.
Yeah, and let's be realistic, too. Josh Rosen is a guy that, you know, you would not be commenting negatively, let's say, if you were to say he's got a bit of a silver spoon in his mouth. And he doesn't run away from that. That's sort of his reality, and that's what kind of in a lot of people's minds, I think, paints what he says and how he says it. You know, they present it in a very condescending way. But hey, you know, there's guys that go to the football colleges, and there's guys that don't. I mean, this is a guy that's got his eye on an MBA and going into the financial services type bill, you know, business when he gets done.
So, Randy, to that point, because that bothers me, not just in this area, but in a lot of different areas. So what? You come from a good background. That's fine as long as you're not throwing that into other people's face and you're not a, you know, uppity snob. What's wrong with having that background and yet you and additionally, you're actually living this. What you're speaking about, you're living currently.
Oh, yeah, I agree 100%, BJ. I mean, it was he had to learn through that process. Mm-hmm. You know, here's the same guy that as a freshman was the only guy in all those dorms at UCLA that had a hot tub in his room.
Right.
But, you know, some of us a little slower on the uptake. I'm not criticizing him for that because that was me all over. You know, I think before I got out of there, I figured it out. I was sneaking up into my third and fourth year before I really figured it out.
Right.
CBS Sports, Randy Cross, of course, Niner and UCLA, great with us here on Gio and Jones on CBS Sports Radio. I was just pulling up, David Shaw responded to Josh Rosen yesterday. And he kind of seems to be falling in a line of a handful of guys, Randy, that seem to be taking Josh's statements as if football players shouldn't be going to class, which I don't think that's what Josh was saying. I think he was just saying it's hard to go to class and to go to practice and to play games, but not that you shouldn't try to do it.
Yeah, and that's sort of where the condescension came in. And even if you read that piece, it's hard not to come away saying, well, the guy's smart, and he's this, and he's this, but you have to shove it in my face. You know, they mentioned Deshaun Watson getting out of Clemson in 3 years, and what a great accomplishment that is. And other guys that do that, and he made a comment that said, you know, hey, if I wanted to just major in sociology, yeah, I could have finished my degree. I could be finishing my degree right now.
Which is the truth. I mean, that's
a little loftier goal.
Yeah.
You know, and that's one of the things, being around normal, quote-unquote, college football, And then being around the academies, you start looking at the school load that these guys take. You know, there's not too many electives. Let's put it that way. you're taking some crazy on nuclear fusion and, you know, all these tactics, and it's nuts. Right. So that's kind of what he's alluding to, that there's a difference in what these guys do. And I think even David Shaw, you look at him, you can't tell me guys on his football team are, you know, the demands on their schedule and the demands on them academically are significantly different than demands on other guys that are on the same level playing field as far as class of football in this country. It is very, very different.
Yeah, you know, general studies, it will definitely take a backseat to what Joshua Dobbs.
That's my favorite. I
yeah,
love that.
Yeah, what is that? General studies.
You know, my name's Abdul Smith. Yeah, I'm a senior. Yeah. I'm majoring in general studies. Yeah.
Abdul Smith?
I'm here for the 115 general studies.
No wonder they canceled my appointment.
I'm here for my 115 appointment.
General what?
I love that when they get, what is your major? General studies.
Yeah. Alive. I'm majoring in alive.
Why don't you just put, like, school stuff?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we should definitely go all in on this. Yeah. Stop with the fancy terms.
What was that, Joshua Dobbs, former Tennessee quarterback? He was nuclear aeronautics or something.
Yeah. He was basically a rocket scientist.
Yeah, exactly. And playing big time quarterback at a big time SEC institution. What's your prognosis of your alma mater at UCLA this season?
Yeah, I don't think it's feast or famine for them. I'm sure Jim Moore and his whole staff is pretty damn motivated. But, you know, I think they get in that 9 or 10, preferably 10 win range, to be right in there with SC and Stanford and Washington out west. And if they're not in that discussion and they're not at that level, you know, Jim Moore has got some serious questions to answer to a lot of people out there.
True, coming off a 4-8 season.
Yep, that's not good. That's not good at all. They suffer that about as well out there as they do Notre Dame with their 4-8 season.
Yeah.
I wanted to go back real quick, Randy, to Josh's for a second. And you mentioned the comment he made about the NBA and what he wants to do after his playing career. Is that going to be held against him by the detractors, the people that question his commitment and his love for football?
Yeah, I think it will be. And, you know, just because people mention it doesn't make it true, but
right.
Those stories come from somewhere when it comes to NFL types. We doubt his commitment to the game. you know, I my favorite thing about that, when I came out of UCLA, I had no idea I was going to play football, professional football. Had not really planned on it until probably my last year that I'd get a chance. And I remember standing in front of a bulletin board where there was an article about me on the way to the practice field, you know, at the Niners. And I'm reading it, and one of the things highlighted was you know, football's a game. I won't play it long. You know, I would say maybe in my career is 3 or 4 years long, then I'll get on with my life. And I'm sitting there reading this, and this voice behind me, it's Monty Clark, my head coach. He goes, yeah, your career might be a lot shorter than you think if you don't start playing a hell of a lot better. Whoa, wait a minute. So I can relate to that. You know, I can relate to people thinking, doubting, you know, what your commitment is to the game. But I think with the amount of time, and BJ knows this as well as anybody, the amount of time and the amount of demands on your life that not only a player in a sport, but also a star player, a quarterback, a guy that really has the load on him, you better be serious. You know, as Josh Rosen said in that article, you know, I'm not getting my butt kicked for nothing. I mean, I happen to enjoy doing this.
Well, that's why you major in general studies. That way they know that football means a lot more to you than school. So you don't have to worry about those commitment.
There you go.
Commitment. I figured it out. That's why they go with we see that's
isn't that funny? Isn't that funny? You can major in general studies for 7 years, get your paper, and people will say, you're just a normal guy. You can graduate in 3 years, you know, with an economics degree or something, and they look at you sideways like, that's some kind of weirdo. We're going to have to keep an eye on you.
Hey, like you're going to grow up to be...
That's a problem Abdul never had. may he rest in peace.
Amen, Randy. Amen.
Yeah, y'all just keep kicking dirt on me. There you go.
Well, it's your fault.
It's my fault. All right, give me your top five, man.
I pretty much like everybody else, I think you start with Alabama. Mm-hmm.
That's funny you mentioned that because Brian starts with Auburn.
No, I did not. I have Alabama number one in my preseason poll.
Oh, yeah, but not at the end of the season.
Well, I didn't ask about the end of the season. Let him get through his top five, and then we'll...
As we sit here today, you know, I think it's Alabama, Florida State, Clemson, Ohio State, and Washington.
Okay, no SC.
No, not yet.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, no, I think they're the one out west that's going to be kind of the spoiler.
I think there's going to be a lot of spoiling going on in the Pac-12 this year. I actually like Oregon. I think they bounce back with everyone they have returning. Now, Penn State, I've had them in my top five, I believe, right there at number five, possibly. So I think it's going to be another wild and crazy one, man. I think you're going to have just across the board every conference, maybe not so much in the Big 12, but all the other Power Five country conferences, the other four, it's going to be, everyone's going to be beaten up.
Oh, yeah. What do we have, 130 teams now?
Yeah.
Yep.
In with the big boys?
Yep.
And it's ironic that of those 130, the same 25 to 30 names usually come up every single year when you do any kind of a top 10, 20, 25.
Yeah.
It doesn't change a whole lot.
This is true.
Randy, thanks for jumping on. We appreciate it.
No problem.
Thanks, my man.
CJ. All right, guys.
Okay, buddy.
Talk to you soon. Randy Cross, College Football Hall of Famer after that career UCLA. Of course, Niner, great. And now Brian's colleague over on CBS Sports Network and clearly a movie buff.
He's a hoot.
Deep into the stepping back arsenal.
You guys killed me with that, man.
Well, you killed us with it. Far more literally from you than to us.
Oh, they have a blast with it. Over on the TV side. Huh. Surprised I haven't decided to put any scenes on the show.
Well, what did you read dramatically yesterday that I said, why couldn't you?
Bachelorette.
That's
right. Yeah. The dude Bigger was his last name?
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Bigger. Didn't get the girl, though.
I think you're now prepared to play Abdul Smith.
I think I am. I think I've come a long way.
99 and 2003.
Yeah, yeah. You know, that chasm between the first time we were on the set to the second time. Yeah, I think I'm definitely more qualified.
Yeah,
now
you're the first actor to decompose before committing suicide.
I'm sorry. I know you're sorry. I think that's pretty good, though, man. That anger. I mean, Todd Bowles, a little bit better at it than me, but that right there. Play that game from PB. Let me see. I'm sorry. I know you're f***ing sorry. The inflection with
I'm
the
sorry.
Cursing. Yeah. Todd Bowles. I'm sorry.
So we can move on or the interview can be over.
I'm
either
sorry.
One's fine with me.
I know you're
right,
BS sorry.
Just ain't right.
Listen, Angie. Just ain't right, Angie. Another disappointed phone call. That's all. That's just me, you and the baby. Gonna have to fend for yourself because dad ain't got no money. So you can either stay or you can leave.
How can we get Todd Bowles to do dramatic readings of stepping back?
Well,
when he gets fired for the season?
Oh, come on, man. Why would
7 months
on the mat? You guys are just brutal. Wow.
Mikey got a big compliment from the Eric Spitz yesterday.
Who did?
Mike.
Mike Francesa?
No, Mike Biseglia, the guy in the other pink shirt through the glass. Excuse me.
Mike Roth?
No, Mike Leon Biseglia. Mike Lewis. Mike Lamont?
Lewis
Biseglia. Oh,
Lamont. What spawned this?
Yes. Cool.
What spawned this compliment?
Good question. When we were discussing the move of the PGA Championship from August to May, you were stuck on... is there really that much less vacation in May than August? And Mike said yes, as confirmed by the National Common Sense Committee. And apparently that made Eric Spitz laugh out loud on his train right into the city yesterday.
I'm going to have to go talk to Spitz.
It's not Thursday.
I'm going to have to go talk to Spitz tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Yep.
Yeah.
Cool.
Eric Spitz.
It wasn't funny.
It was a weird day in baseball last night. A guy got sold for a dollar. Another dude blew up his knee jumping, and an umpire got suspended. Plus, CeeLo's latest update when we come back on Gio and Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
Listen to Tiki and Tierney weekdays between 3 and 6 Eastern for your chance to win Guns N' Roses tickets right here on CBS Sports Radio.
Just did the same thing.
What, talk with the mic off?
Yeah.
First day in radio for you guys?
Like best friends.
Oh boy! Yeah, you didn't like that one. The Wow, looks could kill. Jeez,
yeah.
Thought we were all friends here, having a good time. Unbelievable!
This is why this show needs to be simulcast, so people can watch Brian hate.
The audio will be up around 9:30 Eastern for everybody's enjoyment.
There you go. Thank you, Mr. Common Sense.
You're welcome, Beach.
CeeLo's got your update.
Can I borrow your sunglasses so you can't stare me down like that again, please? Goodness gracious. All right. A couple of American League aces doing their thing last night. Boston's Chris Sale, 8 innings of two-hit ball, 13 strikeouts, his 14th win as the Red Sox shut out the Rays in Tampa 2-0. Their first-place lead of the Yankees is up to 4. The Yanks lost to Josh Donaldson and the Blue Jays.
There's a pitch that's ripped down the left field line, and rain done been brought again.
Call on the Blue Jays radio network. Couple of two-run homers for Donaldson to lead Toronto past the Yankees 4-2, and CC Sabathia had to leave this game after just 3 innings with some pain in his surgically repaired right knee. As for that other ace we mentioned, Corey Kluber, allowing a first-inning solo homer to Charlie Blackmon, but he was brilliant the rest of the way. Complete game performance, and his offense finally coming through with 4 runs in the bottom of the ninth. Yan Gomes walk-off 3-run homer as the Indians shocked the Rockies 4-1. Kluber struck out 11. He improves to 10-3. With the loss, Colorado falls a half game behind the Diamondbacks for the first NL wildcard spot. Arizona cooled off the red-hot Dodgers.
Here's the pitch. Fly ball, deep right field. Going back is Puig, and at the wall it is gone. It's a home run, a grand slam, Jake Lamb, and the Diamondbacks lead it.
Greg Schulte, Diamondbacks Radio Network, Lamb with 2 homers and 5 RBIs to lead the D-backs past L.A. 6-3. Meantime, the Mariners are right in the thick of the American League wildcard race.
Swung on, here's the track, deep to right. Going back on the track, and it is gone. A home run, Leonis Marte. 7-6 Mariners here in the 10th. Yeah, baby.
Fired up Dave Sims. Mariners
Radio
Network.
This year, man.
Having some fun. And that turned out to be the final score as Seattle edged the A's. They are now even with the Royals and the Rays for the second AL wildcard spot. Kansas City losing to the Cardinals 10-3. Ned Yost's team has dropped 4 of 5, 7 of their last 9.
When things aren't going good, you're not getting breaks, and that's part of the reason why you're not going good. And we're definitely, you know, not getting breaks, but we're not really making our own breaks either.
You follow all that? Breaks and going and not going good. You're not getting the breaks. The brakes, their I-70 series
the
with the Cards.
The brakes ain't working.
The brakes aren't working, that's right. I-70 series with the Cards shifting from Kansas City to St. Louis for the final 2 games. NFL preseason tonight, Texans at Panthers. No Cam Newton for Carolina, but his surgically repaired shoulder progressing nicely. Cowboys defensive lineman Tyrone Crawford carted off the field last night with an ugly-looking right ankle injury suffered chasing down Ezekiel Elliott, but it's reportedly just a bad sprain, no fracture. Should be ready to go for the regular season. Jets head coach Todd Bowles has had just about enough of Sheldon Richardson's ongoing feud with former teammate Brandon Marshall.
My thoughts on it, they know how I feel. We've addressed it. I really don't have time for a bunch of BS that happened a year ago. We had 6 months to talk about it. All that over. He's been well informed of that, and we move on from there.
That's I'm so angry.
Angry Todd Bowles. For those of you that don't know him, it's hard to differentiate sometimes.
I know. CeeLo was the Jet Beats, right? Beats.
That too.
You were beating folks down too.
Yeah,
huh? Writer for a while. So have you ever seen him more?
He lets it fly every now and then, and that's for him, letting it fly. The voice never raises, but there's a sternness and a directness. And anytime he drops the curse words in there, you know he means business. And he did say, he's like, we can just cut this thing short if you want to keep asking questions about it. So he sends the message in a very subtle way.
Do you miss the Jets?
No, I don't. If I'm being honest, I mean, I feel bad for the fans, but dear God,
settle
that roster.
For us. Yeah, is it Chauncey or Quincy? I say it's Chauncey.
A new one?
Yeah.
Quincy.
I know. I said Chauncey by accident yesterday.
Yeah.
Just making sure I was wrong.
You know, it's a lot of names to keep track of.
Or
you got that. Or ignore?
Yeah,
well, the Jets will be probably easy to ignore this year unless you want someone to make fun of.
Brian thinks they're a 12-win team.
The sky's the limit.
Over how many years? How many years?
I got to stop because you're looking at me like, look at Mike, and I don't want that fate. All right.
Anyway,
sorry,
you got Sheldon still taking shots at Brandon Marshall on radio interviews, even though Marshall now plays for the Giants. NBA, the Knicks signing former number two overall draft pick Michael Beasley to a one-year deal. He played for the Bucks last season, now set to join his sixth team in 10 years. And the NBA regular season will begin 7 to 10 days earlier this year, created additional wiggle room for the league's schedule makers to reduce the number of back-to-backs and four-game in five-night sets that teams have faced in recent years.
Thank you, Chris Lopresti, former Jets Beats reporter. Baseball last night, oddities all over the place. We had Ernesto Friere being sold by the Rangers to the Mariners for a dollar. Just when you're wondering how much you're worth, it's a dollar. That allows you to transfer from one team to another.
$1.
Yeah,
what movie was that? Was that I was Trading Places. 2 days in a row, Trading Places reference. Yes.
Yes.
Remember when they switched the lives of Dan Aykroyd and his character and
that's the
Eddie
movie.
Murphy's. $1. Yeah.
Movie reference that transcends
race. There you
race.
Go. 2 days in a row, Trading Places. Cool.
Well done by you.
I know.
So
go ahead.
Friere had been struggling. Rangers put him in the center of the minors. The Mariners wanted him. What do you want for him? How about a dollar? Okay, done.
Well, at one point, the guy had pitched pretty well. I think it was 2012. Between 2010 and 2012, he pitched well. Scott Servais, who is the manager.
Service.
Is it Service?
It is.
It should be Servais. I like Servais better than Service.
Sounds more elegant.
S-E-R-V-A-I-S? Yeah. Is Service?
Man, you're the best.
Scott Servais.
It's just me.
Isn't there a Scott Servais in baseball?
Nope.
There has to be.
Always been a Scott Service.
There's a Servais.
No, there's. You can drink Cerveza while watching baseball, but you can. There's never been a Scott.
Ooh, it's a lady.
And with good Servais. Listen, he was familiar with him from his days with the Angels, and so he thinks that.
Angles.
With the Angels. So he thinks that hopefully he can revert to the pitcher he was when his last name was Servais.
No, the manager.
No, that's what I'm saying, the manager.
In Seattle, he's that Scott Servais. Ernesto Friere is the man who was sold for a dollar. Then here's Johan Camargo. Let's say that one slowly.
Wow.
Taking,
this is a trip.
Literally. Pun intended. Taking the field for the first time on Atlanta, he goes to, I guess, reach down and grab some dirt and jump over the foul line. Instead, jams his foot into the turf and pop goes his right knee.
Literally.
Yeah.
Fell, crossed in the foul line to start the game last night.
Not an athlete, I guess.
I guess not, Johan.
Turf monster got him.
And then there's Joe West. Of all of the times that an umpire should be suspended for being bad at his job on the field, for missing a call, for having a strike zone that's 18 inches too wide or too high or too low, for inciting arguments and then throwing out guys, for showing up a manager or a player, none of those guys get in trouble. Joe West gets in trouble for being funny about Adrian Beltre in an article about
Boy, Bob Nightingale.
Right. So Joe West recently served and worked his 5,000th game, which I think puts him now, he's the third umpire to serve that many. It's why he was the crew chief at the All-Star game, and it's been a storyline all year long.
And the question posed by Nightingale was under the header, biggest complainer, and West said, it's got to be Adrian Beltre. Every pitch you call, that's a strike. He says, whoa. I had a game with him recently, and the pitch was right down the middle. He tells me that ball is outside. So I told him, you may be a great ball player, but you're the worst umpire in the league. You stink. And that gets you suspended? Tongue in cheek, you're having fun. He and Beltre actually have a good relationship, and that gets you a 3-game suspension? It's ridiculous.
Belanza tried to Joe West.
Well, that's what baseball's doing right now. So, Adrian Beltre.
Wow, that looks good.
Jeff, how do you say his last name, the manager in Texas?
Service? Francoeur?
How do you want to mispronounce Bannister for me?
Oh, Jeff Bannister.
Yeah. And the Rangers.
Banista?
And the World Baseball, the World Umpire Association.
I didn't know there was one.
But in particular, Beltre and Bassett have all come to Joe West's defense.
Right.
Telling Rob Manfred it was a joke. It's funny.
Thank you.
And I guess baseball's argument is that this shows some kind of bias against Beltre because Joe West said this. I mean, it was funny. It was harmless, and it's the truth. Beltre complains about everything, and he's a goof, so he might have just been messing around. they're just having fun, and
right.
This, there's 9 million problems with baseball umpires, and none of them get in trouble.
Joe West should sue Major League Baseball, not Angel Hernandez.
Joe West should kneel for the national anthem.
There you go. Get suspended.
And then he couldn't be a quarterback, so he should stay an umpire. But I mean, really,
this is so wrong. Yeah, this is so punitive. It makes no sense. They have a cozy relationship. They take shots at each other. It's in a friendly manner.
Right.
God was. Come on.
Is he calling extra strikes on Beltre?
Right. Is there evidence of him doing that?
Of course not.
Is he colluding with the other umpires anytime Beltre is at the plate?
He called him a whiner. He shared a joke that they've told between themselves. I mean, I cannot believe.
Now, when players are queried and they point to the worst umpires, they don't get suspended.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it doesn't. The logic doesn't go both ways. The logic of which is doesn't apply here from baseball's perspective that they don't want an umpire show any kind of prejudice. It can't work the other way because a player doesn't judge the umpire.
True.
But if a player stands up after a game and goes, Joe West is a you-know-what, Mark Melanson should have you-know-whatted him.
Melanson's trying to Joe West.
you can get fined for that.
Right.
But I just, of all the times I've been begging for umpire punishment, we get it over this?
Right, yeah. And is this, you want to hold him accountable, but is Joe Torre behind this? Because he's the one that usually...
No, I think it's Manfred.
It's Torre.
No, that's the brother. T-O-R-E-A-U. Torre. No, it's T-O-R with the accent mark over the E. Yeah, Torre.
Word.
You with me?
No, that's Torne, Pete. The watches.
Scott Servais. There is a Scott Servais somewhere in this world.
Somewhere, maybe the world, but not managing a baseball team.
I know a Scott Servais. I know. I'm going to find it before the show is
Listen,
over.
We all make our mistakes. I said Chauncey Anunua yesterday. Oh, and then you said Jordan Smith, so that you had yours yesterday. So today is a Scott Servais. It happens every day. It's cool.
But you gave the guy, you gave Quincy a new name. I didn't give Servais a new name. It's Servais. That's how it's spelled. S-E-R-V-A-I-S. That's not service. Nothing service about that. Service is S-E-R-V-I-C-E. Always has been, always will be.
For the best baseball talk, Gio and Jones, Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're going on vacation.
And then I'm on vacation.
Where are you going?
Yeah. The Jersey Shore.
Oh.
It's in our annual trip.
Okay.
Yeah. Same spot my wife has gone to her entire life. And
really?
And we've continued as first a couple and now as a family.
Got a little home down there?
No.
Just
rental.
Rent a place?
It's a goal. At some point to have a place down there.
Is it crowded? Seems like everyone goes to Jersey.
It's crowded. It's not as crowded as other places, but yeah, it's crowded.
Okay.
You want to stop by?
No.
I didn't think so.
No.
Didn't think so.
No.
So it's time to answer our Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. I'm going to read the question, then you answer it, and then I'll talk.
Okay. All right.
Today's question comes from Eric Hayes via Twitter. Why is a circular pizza placed in a square box and then cut into triangles?
Damn, that's
right?
Deep.
I know.
Woo!
Yeah.
What's his name?
Eric Hayes.
Eric Hayes. Damn.
Yeah.
Why is a circular pizza placed in a square box and cut into triangles?
Now, the triangle part, I think I know. That's the only way, really, to get even slices of the pie.
Ah, okay.
I mean, I usually do it into quarters, but anything
else...
Why
do you want even?
Because then it's fair. Everyone gets, you know, basically the same thing.
Life's not fair, man.
No. It can be with pizza distribution.
Oh, with that.
All right?
First come, first serve.
It's a privilege to eat pizza.
Yeah, apparently.
I didn't earn nothing.
Yeah.
Exactly. As far as the square box, I'm out.
Easier to... Hell, I don't know.
Yeah, I wasn't a general studies major in college.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, yeah. Why don't you go to those highfalutin elitist folks who study general studies?
I wasn't good enough at a sport to get a free education.
It's probably easier to cut.
Easier to cut a round piece in a square box? Well, probably easier to grab, too,
mass
right?
Mass produce a you have square some, as opposed to a circle.
You have some open spaces where you can start the plucking of the pizza out of the box.
Maybe that's what it is, because you do... sometimes cut it in the box, and the corners of the square give you a place to put your hand.
Yes. There you go, Eric Hayes.
If you had a circular box around the circular pizza, the lip of the box would prevent you from really getting to the crust to start the diagonal cutting.
Exactly.
All right, problem solved. You're welcome.
There you go. Yeah.
We're here for you, Eric Hayes, and everybody else. Don't forget, you can submit your question today by going to cbssportsradio.com/AskThePros. Or tweeting it at CBS Sports Radio using the hashtag AskThePros. And sign up to be an O Rewards member today and start earning instantly. O Rewards members earn $5 back for every 150 points you earn. It's fast, easy, and free, and only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. See store for details. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. Did we do that one correctly this time? I feel like we did.
I think you did. I think Monday, you're on to something.
Monday we stumbled. I didn't handle things correctly.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Monday
you got all French on us. We.
Monday it was me, and I think today we learned our lesson. We had a productive meeting on Monday, and we took it to the field. We did a good job.
We got an answer to all of that.
Did we?
This is too funny. From Trippy, at Trippy _ Captain. So you don't feel out of shape when you eat it. Get it?
Oh,
Trippy, you tripping, dog.
Where's that Gottlieb trophy?
Oh, Trippy. Oh, so you don't feel out of shape. Circular pizza in a square box cut into triangles.
I chose not to touch the Gottlieb Award trophy for
today's
lamest joke because everything here is perfectly situated for the Tiki and Tierney simulcast on CBS Sports Network, and I wouldn't want to not put the trophy back exactly where it's supposed to go.
Okay. That's for Trippy. There you go, Trippy. I thought it was funny.
I'm actually impressed that that thing made the cut. Is that like a one last little thing left for Doug in the studio?
No.
I mean, that's it back there, right? The basketball, the crystal basketball?
That's it.
I'd have to ask the CBS production staff.
Memories. The olden days. So, this is a story that really actually hurts my heart. Sean Weiss? Weiss? Cervais? I'm not sure how to say his last name. I know him as...
Weiss?
Yeah. Weiss? this... And he spells Sean in S-H-A-U-N, which is just not the good Irish way to spell it.
Okay.
So Sean Weiss, arrested for drug possession.
Yeah.
Days after getting out of jail. Now, Sean, you might, if you're my age, know him better as Goldberg from the Mighty Ducks movies. He's been in some other things that Mike knows, but I don't care. He was Goldberg. That's who he is. He was arrested and then was reportedly in possession of meth. After he got out.
Second time, too.
Yeah, was stumbling around the Warner Brothers lot, according to TMZ. And when the cops showed up, there might have been some meth.
So is that where the movies were shot? Because someone reported there was a strange man stumbling around, and if that's where the movies were shot, they would know him, right?
Well, it was a long time ago. So, Mighty Ducks came out in like the early 90s.
And
so
his appearance has probably changed.
A little bit.
Yeah, when you do that meth, I understand that it could be hard on you. So they didn't recognize him. And he also had, he was in possession of someone else's credit cards.
And he had just been.
Can you purchase meth with credit? Well, you can purchase probably the ingredients and other stuff you need with the credit card.
If I was a cop and I came across a guy selling drugs by swiping credit cards through the little thing you plug in your iPhone. Square. I go, you know what, dude? Congrats. You figured this out.
You want to put this dime bag on your car?
You keep going. Just a quick question. On my bill, what will it say this charge is for?
Fine foods.
Yeah. Terry's talcum powder. Oh, okay, great. I'll take two. But he had just been in jail. He served 12 days of a 150-day sentence for stealing things.
Jail's overcrowded. That's why. Kicked him out. Get out of here. Did nothing wrong.
Apparently too soon.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he can't kick the habit. And we'll see if this is his bottom. But luckily for him, the person who owned the credit cards, I guess they're a friend. They didn't press charges. Or maybe they liked those movies he was in.
And it sounds like he's just had a tough time, in the last almost decade or so. He had some issues with a girlfriend back in 2013, so obviously things are not going well for
Goldberg. You're blaming this on a girlfriend?
No, I'm just saying that this is not a one-time thing, that for whatever reason...
What kind of issues did he have with a girl? She didn't want his ass anymore because he's hooked on meth?
I don't know. It's two sentences. Issues. While he was doing it, he said, this is all you're worth, and the police came. So there are your details. You had to know.
Sorry I asked.
Yeah, exactly. Let me protect you from things, Brian. This is my job to keep you from the real world.
He didn't have a problem with girlfriend. Had a problem with him.
All right.
Wow. Fine.
And, of course, this article with all the stupid puns. These recent legal fouls have landed Weiss in the penalty box. God.
He had a foot in the Greek.
In the crease violation. 2 minutes on sportsmanlike conduct.
Wow.
What else was he in, like, heavyweights?
Yes.
What movie is that?
It's with Ben Stiller.
Mm, okay.
So has he been, like, body shamed his whole life, and that's maybe why he's like this?
There's a good chance.
You liked heavyweights, Pete?
It wasn't that bad. You know, it's not going to win an Oscar, but, you know.
I mean, it's not stepping back,
right?
But it's good.
Right. How many dead Abduls would you give it?
two and a half.
See, even Abdul, he wouldn't have done that to Angie, what that cat did to his girlfriend.
No, I mean, he just punched her.
And Abdul wouldn't resort to drugs? Like, no.
Damn!
Bigger than that.
Angie's doing well now.
She's doing great. He set her up for life.
I think she owns a fast food restaurant.
Does she really?
Mm-hmm.
What's the title?
I'm making this up. I don't know.
Come on, funny boy.
Yeah, exactly.
Be funny with your jokes.
Yeah, since the boss is on your side now. Damn, I didn't see that coming.
Neither did I.
How far have I fallen?
Oh, a lot. your hypothetical logic of a Luckersburg. But she's
took it out on me, not her, not anyone else.
But she benefited from it, so she's good. Now she has an unnamed fast food restaurant.
It's called The Hits.
Would it be named after Abdul in his memory? Because, again, everyone's celebrating the dead domestic abuser in this scenario, so... Welcome to Abdul's Ale House. There's a little picture of you in the front.
He should have tried out for the NFL.
I'm telling you, there is so much you could do with stepping back, too.
I think we should do that.
I think you should.
I'm going to reprise my role. I can't.
He's dead.
I know that if you allow me to finish.
Stepping back, too.
Come back as a
back
ghost.
Back from the grave. Done.
There it is. Back from the grave. And I'll be the little dude on the shoulder of the young Abdul, showing him how to navigate this tough life.
Wait. You're going to come back as a ghost, and then we're going to time travel to before you committed suicide? And
you're going to... Who plays young Abdul?
Will Smith. Junior.
He doesn't look good enough. He's not handsome enough.
Well, Tom Hanks can be God. That sends Abdul back down to counsel young Abdul, who's really confused about being talked out of his pending domestic violence. All right. Thanks to Randy Cross for joining us today. Dennis Dodd on tomorrow's show as of the moment. The PGA Championship begins. So that means Ann Liguori's on the show as well. Gio and Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.